Well, the National Committee for Astronomy, part of the Australian Academy of Science, is recommending that Australia invests between $50 and $100 million in an ambitious project to detect supernovas, neutron stars, and the birth of black holes. The giant detector project is called NEMO, an acronym that stands for Neutron Star Extreme Matter Observatory. Monash University astronomer Dr. Paul Lasky has guided the project since its inception 2 years ago. Reporter Rob Osborne asked him to describe the physical infrastructure that will need to be constructed in Australia.
NEMO is a gravitational wave interferometer. It has two arms that are each, in this case, 4 kilometres long. They go off at right angles to one another. And what we do is we shoot very high-powered laser beams down the length of each arm. Those laser beams bounce off mirrors at the end of the arms and then come back, recombine, so the laser beam recombines, and that allows us to measure the length of that arm, or actually in particular, the change in length of that arm. And so what happens is when a gravitational wave passes through, it will change one of the arm lengths in such a way that is different to the other arm length. So for example, arm length A will expand or will increase its length, and arm length B, same time, will decrease its length. And so this happens simultaneously, and this is what we measure. We measure that differential change in the length of those arms as a gravitational wave passes through.
The existence of gravitational waves was accurately predicted by Albert Einstein in his General Theory of Relativity, published over 100 years ago. But what exactly are gravitational waves, and when were they first detected? I put that question to Tamara Davis, Professor of Astrophysics at the University of Queensland.
Gravitational waves are ripples in space itself. It's really cool. It's a way that we can see the world that does not involve light that's coming into our eyes, but rather space stretching and compressing. So when we first discovered gravitational waves in 2015, when they were first detected, it really opened up a new window on how we can measure the universe. And the way that they're generated is when big heavy things like black holes or neutron stars spiral together, come very close. And when big masses move quickly, as happens when a couple are rotating around each other, that's when you get high gravitational waves emitted.
If the NEMO project is funded and the giant infrastructure built, what unique insights would be added to the current state of knowledge? Dr. Paul Lasky again.
At the moment, we've got these instruments around the world called LIGO and Virgo. And at the moment, they're detecting mainly when two black holes collide somewhere in the universe. We have detected the in-spiral of two neutron stars that are about to collide. But in those cases, we don't actually get the collision of the stars. We actually lose the gravitational wave signal before the two neutron stars collide, because it turns out that they collide at a much higher gravitational wave frequency than we can hope to measure in LIGO and Virgo. So NEMO is designed specifically to pick up that gravitational wave signal from the actual collision of the two neutron stars and the immediate post-merger gravitational waves as well. So NEMO is different in that it detects a different frequency range of signal. You know, the classic example is that if I blow a dog whistle, my human ears can't hear that whistle, but a dog's ears can. So dog's ears are more sensitive to a different frequency of sound wave than human ears. So in the same way, LIGO and Virgo are sensitive to a different frequency of gravitational wave, and NEMO would be more sensitive to something that's higher frequency. And that comes with the different astrophysical sources, and we will learn different things about the universe.
At the moment, the NEMO project is unique to Australia, but the international gravitational wave astronomy community is hoping NEMO will become part of a global collaborative project. Professor Tamara Davis again.
The NEMO idea has come from Australian scientists, but the possibility of building it here is really exciting, because in the long term, we would really like to have another gravitational wave detector here in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia, as far separated as we can really from the other detectors that are around the world. Because you need multiple detectors in different locations to be able to pinpoint the location. You sort of use them to triangulate the direction that the signal came from. And so you use observatories far separated around the Earth to pinpoint the location in the sky. So ideally, we would have one of those in Australia, because it gives us another baseline, a big long separation between detectors, so we can get much more accurate positioning in the sky. The high frequency detector itself wouldn't need to be part of that network yet, but the idea is that once we've built the site and the sort of started the tunnels and the technology, that site could then be the launching pad to an even bigger, big international project in Australia.
Professor of Astronomy at the University of Queensland, Tamara Davis, ending that report from Rob Osborne.